From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has resigned following reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia. The calls came at the same time as the Obama administration planned to roll out these sanctions, which raised suspicions by U.S. intelligence officials and initiated an investigation. The Washington Post reported that the administration was warned that Flynn could be compromised because of his contacts with Russia. President Trump has named General Keith Kellogg as acting National Security Advisor. At the White House Monday, President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau remain sharply at odds on immigration policies, with Mr. Trump applauding his crackdown to deport undocumented migrants and Trudeau acclaiming the success of Syrian refugees in his country.
Keeping Canadians safe is one of the fundamental responsibilities of any government, and that's certainly something that we're very much focused on. At the same time, we continue to pursue our policies of openness.
Trudeau welcomed thousands of Syrians into Canada, even as Trump has sought to indefinitely suspend entry of any Syrian refugees into the United States. President Trump's executive order banning travel from seven Muslim-majority countries is facing another legal challenge in federal court. A federal judge in the state of Virginia has issued a new injunction to keep the ban from being implemented in the state. The Trump administration says it's within its authority to initiate the ban, citing the need to protect the nation's security. Meantime, Mr. Trump said the United States will likely make some minor changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, in negotiations with Canada. That story coming up in a moment, but this is VOA News.
We'll be tweaking it. We'll be doing certain things that are going to benefit both of our countries. It's a much less severe situation than what's taken place on the southern border. On the southern border, for many, many years, the transaction was not fair to the United States.
Three-quarters of Canadian exports go to the United States. The UN Security Council is condemning North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch Sunday as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threaten further significant measures. President Trump called North Korea and its nuclear and missile programs a big problem and vowed to deal with the matter very strongly. The North described the latest missile as a surface-to-surface medium-to-long-range rocket, a new type of strategic weapons system using a mobile launcher. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said it appeared to be powered by a solid fuel engine.
That's quite a development. That's important because that makes a missile much easier to launch quickly.
The U.S. Defense Department condemned the missile tests and repeated that the U.S. is prepared to defend itself against a ballistic missile attack. President Trump is poised to add another member to his cabinet. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote Tuesday on Mr. Trump's nomination of former wrestling executive Linda McMahon to lead the Small Business Administration. On Monday, the Senate confirmed Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary, former Wall Street executive Steven Mnuchin. Monday, with Republicans lining up in support and Democrats in opposition. A Kenyan judge has ordered several officials of the National Doctors Union jailed for failing to end what the court called an illegal strike, now more than 2 months old, over pay and working conditions in public hospitals. The union has demanded a pay raise of up to 180%, a review of working conditions, job structures, promotions, and understaffing. The government said it can only afford a 40% salary hike. A bus carrying Taiwanese tourists overturned Monday, killing 32 people on board on an expressway in the capital, Taipei. Officials say 12 people are still being treated in the hospital, many with serious injuries. Authorities say they are still trying to determine the cause of the accident, although speeding has not been ruled out. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says immigration officers have arrested more than 680 people and recent raids targeting illegal migrants, most of them criminals. The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said the vast majority of those rounded up for deportation, that is, have criminal records, and he described the operation as routine. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.